USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left 6 people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We have a single suspect right now that was seen fleeing the scene westbound here on 8th Street in a hoodie. And all we know is it's a male in a hoodie. That's about all we know right now. The thing that's really critical about this is that when you have something like this happen with this many people involved, is that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio available if people are willing to share that with us.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Efforts by the White House to pass federal voting rights legislation went nowhere in the Senate after two Democrats made it clear they wouldn't approve changes to the filibuster. Senate Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
Thank heaven for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema this past week for withstanding the browbeating, the unbelievable pressure that they got from their caucus.
Another movie service is hiking its prices.
Get ready to pay more for that Netflix subscription. The basic plan going up to $9.99 a month. The standard plan will cost $15.49, while the premium plan is now $19.99. Netflix saying customers will get an email 30 days before they see the price hike show up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The investigation into the shooting death on set of the movie Rust is continuing, with the focus now going to the lead actor.
Alec Baldwin's phone is now in the custody of police as authorities continue to investigate last year's fatal Rust movie set shooting. A spokesman for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office confirming to CNN that Baldwin gave his phone to law enforcement officials in Suffolk County, New York. A spokesperson saying that the police department's now in the process of getting data off Baldwin's phone. Baldwin maintains he never pulled the trigger, saying the gun went off after he pulled the hammer back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A snowstorm is blanketing the southeast and northeast with rain, snow, and ice. Up to a foot of snow has already fallen across the region, with officials warning of hazardous travel. Winter storm warnings and watches were put into effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri, just ahead of the snowfall. Some people are familiar with an Alberta Clipper. This system originated in Canada as a Saskatchewan Screamer. Bridges in the Des Moines area are covered with ice, and some roads east of Des Moines are completely covered with snow. Forecasters say much of the state of Iowa can expect at least a foot of snow. Strong winds may also cause blowing and drifting snow during the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.